When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi and welcome. I am Joko, and joining with me always is none other, the lovely, newly lashed and pink-purpled hair, Haley.
Hey everyone.
This is the Anna Munchies podcast where we talk about K-pop, and always K-pop. And sometimes anime, sometimes gaming, but mostly K-pop.
Always K-pop.
But I feel like maybe we should change the name to K-pop Munchies or something.
I don't know.
We'll think about that later. But we have some K-pop news for everyone today. Apparently, you know, one of the newer big groups. Well, are they a big group considered? Are they considered big now?
I don't know. They're still a rookie group.
Well, they're a rookie group, but they're pretty well-known globally because of the show.
Yeah.
Island.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, because they're the same company as BTS.
Yes, so we are talking about ENHYPEN.
Yeah, so there was news that at the end of August, five of the members actually tested positive for COVID.
Is that more than half, right? That's more than half the group.
Yeah, there's how many? Seven also.
Oh, so two of them, by the way. So two of them are free.
Yeah, so the members that got it was Jungwon, Hee-sung, Jake, and Sung-hoon.
Oh, so that means you didn't say Jay, did you?
Jay and Jake, yeah.
Who are the other two then that didn't get it? Those are like I feel like the only people that I actually know.
Nikki.
Oh, that's right, Nikki.
Who's the other one? I forgot.
Oh, Nikki and somebody else. You said okay, Jake the Australian, Jay the American dude. Is it like who's the leader now?
Oh, the other one that didn't catch it was this guy, I think.
Is that, I don't even know. She's pointing at something on her phone. I don't know anyone except Jay, Jake, and Hee-sung, to be honest. And Jungwon, since he's the leader now, right? Mm-hmm. Sung-hoon is the guy, the one that could like,
he looks super innocent.
Oh no, he's the ice skating.
This is the one that was innocent. Why can't I think of his name?
Is he the one that didn't
that
get
doesn't
it?
Have it, yeah.
So, something with an S.
Yeah, it is with S.
I feel so bad
because this is Chris's favorite member, too.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, or like one of the ones
but they,
that he likes.
Did they say where they caught it? Or is
Sun-woo
it from like a...
Sun-woo is the one that didn't get it.
Where did they... how did they catch it?
I don't know. Did they say where? I'm not sure where. Probably, but they just said that Jake was the first one that started showing symptoms.
Hopefully. So we just hope that they're going to all be okay by the end of this, basically, right?
Yeah.
Are there tours in Korea at this moment too, or how does that work right now?
So they were just doing like promotions, I think, for their songs.
Right. So probably just like maybe shows or kind of like you know, like the typical shows, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So they have to cancel all of those.
That's crazy. And then, I mean, I wonder if that backs it up towards, you know, like what if there's other groups that performed or met with people on the same show?
Yeah, well, I think they like tested those other people.
No, I meant like they come after. No, I meant like what if they have another K-pop group and they didn't get tested, or like the staff didn't get tested yet before the new K-pop group? Because you said this, like he just started showing symptoms. We don't know how long after like specific promotions, right? I'm just like, that'd be crazy.
What if it's like a domino effect? Everybody that was like in contact or like was in that area that and hyphen was, they were put like to get tested. Well,
after they found out.
Yeah, after they found out. And I think everyone else was negative.
After? Did they find out? No, right? There's no, like, that's what I'm saying. Because there's no details about like, oh, how much longer after they found out that he has that he's showing symptoms. So it's like, You just never know at this point.
No, I mean, like they said that they entered quarantine August 26th.
Yeah, but we don't know when they are, like...
Before.
So, I mean, it's just, I guess, hopefully it doesn't happen to anyone else. And, I mean, not just K-pop artists, but anyone else, you know, in that whole industry.
Oh, remember how I was saying that I think they were one of the groups to be on K-Con? The High Contact? K-Con? Tech? Remember K-Con, the one that they have online?
So like
now?
An online K-Con, right? Yeah. Basically.
So I thought that Enhypen was one of the groups. So I guess they had to cancel it.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Which at this point.
In September 19th. So they had to cancel them.
Right. So I mean, what else could they do? They have to cancel it. Five members have COVID.
Yeah.
So nothing else you can do about it.
Sucks for them, but hopefully they just get better.
Yeah, let's just hope for a speedy and safe recovery for them and for whoever else was probably
in contact with them. Yeah, but I think like everyone was tested, like their staff members and stuff, and they all came back negative, thankfully.
Right, so that's good news in terms of everyone else so far. Bad news about five members from Enhypen. But no more other like kind of bad news in terms of K-pop. We have some actually very excellent news. Let's start with Haley's super specialty. Let's talk about some BTS really quick.
Oh, yeah. So they announced that they're having a season 2 of In the Soup.
Wow, you sound not excited at all.
Sorry, I was reading it. But yeah, so I think in October they're going to be releasing that new season.
Okay. I mean, BTS In the Soup, if you're not too familiar, was that one show that they have, I think, was in 2019, 2 years ago, or was it last year?
It was last year.
So it was like a kind of like a real world meets BTS kind of thing.
Yeah, so basically they go on vacation, and in the soup in Korean means forest. So they have like a little staycation somewhere in the forest.
So they're not in like in a bowl of soup, they're in a forest. So it's not like soup, Campbell's soup, and... Was that a bad dad joke?
Yeah.
It was a bad dad joke. I'm sorry, guys.
So, yeah. So, they haven't released, like, an actual date, but they said in October.
Did they indicate if it's going to be, like, the same house? Or is it a new house?
They didn't say anything,
I wonder. Because that house was really cool. I remember it was, like, an Airbnb.
It might be a different one, I think, just to, like, change it up for them.
I hope so. Like, so, I think so, too. I hope it's different. That way, it's, different in general. Yeah. Like, so when you see previews or, like, trailers and you don't confuse it with like the first season because it's like the same exact house.
Yeah, and then some other good stuff is that they're gonna have like official In the Soup merchandise, and I think like in some of the preview pictures that they had the members wearing that merch that they'll be selling.
Ah, what a good way. That's the best way to promote your merchandise.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, I want that. Like, some of my friends already saw it, and were like, oh, my God, I want the, like, hoodie that Jungkook is wearing.
Yeah, because they didn't really have any merch for the first season. The first season, I remember just seeing a pin and a keychain.
Yeah.
Like, in a random K-pop store.
So now they have, like, clothes, they have bags, they have hats, like, I think even, like, picnic blankets.
Wow, I haven't seen any of this.
Towels.
Did they look good? Did they look kind of cool? Or have you seen them yet?
I have seen them.
Oh, okay. Thanks for sharing.
They're cute. I mean, because, like, I follow them on Twitter, like, the In the Soup Twitter. So that's why I was able to see it.
Official Twitter for the soup.
I don't know, for some reason, it reminds me of Terrace House.
Yes. Oh, there you go. Not Real World. Yeah. Maybe Real World for Americans and for the West, but yes, Terrace House.
Yeah.
For all you Asianers and even all your all those Terrace House global fans.
Yeah. Even like the colors, because it's green and white.
So it's BTS Terrace House, basically.
Yeah, but no one gets kicked off.
Oh, yeah. Everyone stays and they I don't know. Like, it's just really funny and like really entertaining to see how like you really see all their personalities.
It's a relaxing show because basically you just watch them cook, clean,
and do sleep. Dumb stuff and be dumb sometimes.
Yeah, do their but be like cool activities. Too. Yeah.
Hopefully Jungkook will do some more art and hopefully Jin will do some more fishing. That's all I'm looking forward to.
I'm pretty sure. Well, I already
and
saw
cooking,
like
cooking.
I mean like I saw like a preview picture of Jin and he was already like cooking.
Oh, so he brought this that means they probably finished the filming already then, right?
Yeah.
So let's tell everyone how do you get access to this because instead of just cuz I'm pretty sure there's going to be third party sites people trying to bootleg it somewhere. Which usually has, like, sometimes shittier qualities, so...
Yeah, sometimes.
If you want to get it straight from the source, and you want to kind of, I guess, be an actual, you know, army and support them, right?
Yeah.
Where do we go?
Weverse.
Oh, so it's
the
through Weverse.
The Weverse shop, yeah.
Okay. So you purchase, like, can you give me... Because I don't know. You could just say Weverse, and then what? You just buy it, and what happens?
You buy it, and then you get, like, a link or something, or a code, and then you put it in, and then you'll be able to watch it. It's similar to, like, when they did their concerts, when I bought it.
So it's a streaming kind of
thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's not... So you don't buy it. It's not like a DVD, guys. It's not, like, that kind of thing. It's just to purchase it to stream.
I believe that it comes out... Like, you'll get one episode per week. It won't be, like, the whole thing.
So it's not like Netflix where they just dump everything.
Yeah.
So it's like Disney Plus where they, like, one episode a week, right?
Or, like, those anime, like, Crunchyroll.
Or animes, yeah. Like, anime episodes weekly. So there's the anime. See, we talked about anime today. I mean, that's pretty much... what else do we have to talk about? Because that's... Okay, so we had Enhypen. We had BTS. Let's talk about Lisa, because LaLisa is having her solo debut coming out really soon. It's coming out pretty quickly, actually.
Yeah, in like a week.
Remember, we talked about on the actual podcast, if you guys haven't joined us on our regular podcast episodes, that was also on YouTube. We just uploaded it super late today on YouTube as a video, but it was on time and it was prompt and it was on all our other regular podcast streaming ventures, which includes Google Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, and all that stuff. We talked about how they finally set a release date for Lisa's solo album, right?
Yeah.
And that is on September 10th.
Yeah.
So there's also some news that she's also going to be premiering like a live performance for the debut of the solo album.
Yeah, don't they have like a V-Live for her or something?
They're having a countdown. Yeah, a live V-Live or was it Weverse?
No,
a V-Live.
V-Live.
So it's a V-Live countdown. And in addition, we also get a special treat on Jimmy Fallon's the Tonight Show. Is it The Late Show or Tonight Show?
The Late Show.
It's one of the shows, but it's Jimmy Fallon. Of course, he's a hardcore army himself, right?
Yeah, he loves Jimin.
So, oh yeah, because of Jimmy and Jimin,
yeah.
Similar names, right? But he's having Lisa perform on September 10th. I don't know if it's like right when the album itself releases or how that's all going to work, but it's the same day, basically.
Oh, is it September 10th in America?
That is a good question.
Because I think...
When is it usually?
So, like, for Korea, it's going to be September 9th, which will be the 10th out here.
Okay, so that's usually how they did it for BTS.
Mm-hmm.
I will go to your experience and knowledge for this. So, that's what... Because whatever that is, it's probably going to be about the same thing, how they're going to be doing it. No, you might be wrong.
Because
I feel like you're
opposite.
Always confusing yourself.
So, if she's releasing on the 10th here...
You mean 10th in Korea, then it's the 9th in America.
Then it would be the 11th in America.
Oh, okay. So we get it delayed, right?
Yeah.
So even more delayed. So if it could be either or. Just check your local listings and check out, you know, Google it up. You guys are smart enough. I believe in you to look all that stuff up.
Wait, I confused myself.
Don't listen to Haley anymore.
Just
look it up.
Just know that Korea is a day ahead of us.
Just look it up.
Korea
September
10th,
just Google it. LaLisa, Jimmy Fallon, and... You will not be disappointed because you will actually find out the right information in the right time.
Yes.
And also, I was reading it. She is the second K-pop artist to ever do like a performance on Jimmy Fallon, like as a solo artist.
Oh, really? So,
can you guess the first one? I'll let you guess who the first solo artist to ever perform for Jimmy Fallon as a K-pop artist. Yes, I'm talking about K-pop. Obviously, there's been, come on, Haley, there's been multiple millions of, not millions, but hundreds of other solo artists. Yes, specifically K-pop.
Is it someone else in Blackpink?
Yes.
Jennie.
Nope. It was Rosé.
Really?
So, because I think when Jennie came out, like, she didn't even have, it was, because, you know, YG at that time, yeah, it wasn't as big. And K-pop in general hasn't grown and exploded to the level that it is now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it was Rosé and now it's Lisa. Hopefully Jennie will get her turn in the second solo, or maybe Jisoo.
Yeah.
But she's going to be busy with Snowdrop. Snowdrop is going to be dropping also. Here's some other news that we weren't going to talk about. But Snowdrop, which is Jisoo's K-drama.
That's what I was going to say. She's probably like acting.
She's busy acting instead of, you know, having her own solo music going on. So K-drama Jisoo, actress Jisoo, will be they'll be dropping Snowdrop, I believe, this December. Mm. So it's going to be around winter. I do not know exactly where. I know it's going to be like a, it's like more like K-pop show kind of thing. Like
wait,
a K-pop.
Is it a K-drama?
A K-drama so type
on,
show.
Like,
so it's
Viki.
Yes.
V-I-K-I.
So, or like, yeah. So you'd probably have to look it up because it's probably like locally, it's going to be showing in Korea every week, I believe, on Saturday and Sundays. But since we are not from Korea, we have to find our own alternative
ways. The streaming thing here is usually Viki. That's where my mom watches all her K-dramas.
So there you go. Viki. V-I-K-I.
Yep.
So check out Snowdrop when it drops. But yeah, we have plenty of time till that happens. Mm-hmm. But for now, just keep following them on their Instagram and get all those updates, which is where we get a lot of our updates for K-pop and apparently some Twitter stuff too, right?
Yeah.
Twitter action.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I think Rosé has been posting a lot recently too on her. Apparently, she has her own TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
So
I've
she's
seen
been
her
posting
on TikTok.
On TikTok also. So there you
go. I
feel
like a lot of the groups have it.
Yeah, they're like, getting more active with TikTok.
Well, the ones that are always friggin' active on there are actually TXT and NHYPEN. Like, I always
they keep posting, huh?
See videos from them.
Oh, you know what that reminds me?
BTS is on there, too.
Yes, that's true, too. But let's talk about one more thing about BTS.
Mm.
Who just had a V-Live again?
Jimin and Jungkook.
Jungkookie and Jimin.
Yeah.
We did not catch them live because they're doing it at stupid times. And by stupid, I mean times that are more convenient for you guys in Asia. But for us, no. It was not convenient.
Like, I think
like 3 and 4 in the morning.
Yeah, for us. But then so, I think Jungkook's was like at a reasonable time for
right.
us.
Right. We just missed. Yeah. I think it was still
like. I was sleeping,
like,
though.
I was still like more like my notifications effed up because I got too many notifications, so it kind of pushed
down,
away the
Wii,
the Weverse or the V-Live notification. So sad. But
Jungkook was on for like 2.5 hours.
Yeah,
though,
so tell us about it because you actually watched.
Yeah,
it
was his birthday.
Oh yeah, so happy birthday, Jungkook.
So, but then it seemed like he was giving us the gift by being on V-Live for like 2.5 hours.
Was it Cookie Karaoke?
Yeah, it was.
Cookie Karaoke,
yeah.
And he sang a song, right? That someone made, an actual fan made, and made a song.
Jungkook, like a day before his birthday, he put on Weverse that he wanted ARMY to wish him a happy birthday, but put it in like lyric form.
Wow, making us work for him.
That's all he said, though. Like, we didn't know what he was gonna do with it. And then, like on the V Live the next day, he picked someone's message and he
lucky
turned
bastard.
It into a song. Like, he was recording everything there on V Live.
So if you were that one lucky ARMY who wrote a song for Jungkook,
you're
he sang
blessed.
It.
Yeah.
He made a song out of it and he sang it for
millions
and millions
there was
of
20,
people.
Over like 20 million people.
He always like breaks the record and like hits like the really high numbers.
I think because he's on for a long time too.
And he's entertaining too.
Yeah.
It's not just like talking or like Jin's food. Eat gin mukbang crap
with, yeah but Jungkook is actually cool performing. Because like he takes requests like yeah.
He'll be singing a lot. He'll be, like, really, like, interacting.
He sang so many of BTS's songs this time.
Oh, yeah, though. Pied Piper was one, right?
Pied Piper, that's Dimple. Crazy. It was, like, all the older ones.
I really hope they perform all of these songs, like, when they actually, whenever that day is, they tour again.
Yeah.
I want them to perform all these older songs. That'd be so awesome.
And then Jimin was live the day before, I think.
Or what did like Jimin a couple... do? Or what, did he, aww, what was his thing about?
He's so cute. He drew the army. I mean, not the army. He drew the members on his fingers and made them sing. So he was, like, singing as well.
Right.
He sang...
So, like, he had finger puppets.
Yeah,
of
he did.
Of the members.
Did and he was have pretending.
The, did he get all six of them? Like, the six that are left over?
Yeah, he did, but he included himself as a finger puppet,
oh, so there were seven puppets, yeah, plus a giant Jimin.
Yeah, because he was kind of, like, off-screen and then just, like, letting the fingers sing. And then he was, like, answering a lot of questions, too. And then there was one thing that I saw about him talking... that he wanted to fix his crooked tooth in the front.
Oh, it's like boy.
Barely
it's not even noticeable. Yeah, right.
Barely noticeable. But then, like, he said that, like, he's still thinking about
Jimin,
it.
Jimin, the perfectionist he is in everything, right?
No, but I don't want him to fix it because I think it's, like,
that's,
I don't
like,
know.
His special... It's just cute. Like V's mole.
Yeah.
It's iconic and it's decorative and special.
Yeah, but, like, even, like, a lot of ARMY, they don't want him to fix it, but then I guess, like, maybe he's self-conscious about it.
Well, of
but
course.
He still said that he's thinking about it. It's not for sure.
Well, fingers crossed that he never gets it done.
Because I think he was like, I don't have time to, like, get it done.
Good,
or, like,
good.
Wear
Stay busy. Stay busy for us so we don't... We keep the crooked teeth, Jimin.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, that's... Can you believe that? That's... This is all within this past week. This
yeah.
has been a crazy week for K-pop, thinking about it now. Mm-hmm. Like, in terms of K-pop, it's usually what we listen to.
Yeah.
So don't think we talk about every type of K-pop news.
Yeah, because there's, like, so much other stuff
we only
going
follow
on.
Specifically, as you can probably tell by now, it's usually BTS, Blackpink, and
like
sometimes
Hypen.
Some other side stuff if we bring it up, aespa and Hypen. Maybe Twice if there's big
TXT.
News, TXT. Monsta X, probably, because I love their that
Big
one
Bang.
Album. Yeah, and Big Bang. But yeah, that's pretty much it. We are actually not going to have an episode next week. Dun dun dun.
Mm.
The first time we're not going to have an episode back to back, like, because we've been doing good actually every week.
Yeah.
Since the beginning of this year when we started this podcast, we've had an actual episode. But no episode, sadly, next week. We will be on vacation in Hawaii, eating a lot of musubis, laying in the sand, playing with turtles, eating pineapples, all the typical Hawaiian stuff, right?
Yeah.
So we will be doing all that. We will be getting fat. Ted's Bakery. We gotta go Ted's Bakery.
Yeah, and I think you
Boots
wanted to do that puka dog too.
The puka dog. Oh, I can't wait.
With the hot dog.
So it's like a hot dog wrapped in like a taro bun, puka dog. It looks so freaking
puka
cool.
Puka means hole in Hawaiian.
So literally, it's a whole giant piece of bread and the hole.
They make a hole and they just insert the.
It looks
hot
like
dog.
A gooey duck.
Yeah.
If you don't know what a gooey duck is, I want you to stop everything and look it up on your phone right now. Images of gooey ducks.
That's so gross.
And yeah, that's just imagine that, except instead it is a hot dog with taro bun, so it's like a purple bun.
Yeah,
I can't wait. We haven't had it yet. Oh, itchy butt too, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
We can do all that stuff. I can't wait. Oh, itchy butt actually no is a Korean fried chicken place.
Yeah,
I felt like maybe I should explain what that is.
And then this time we have to remember to not get a whole chicken.
Yes. Oh my god.
Just get like six
half
wings,
a chicken
maybe.
Or wings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Lesson learned. We have so much food spots, I can't wait. Maybe we'll do a video. We haven't done a video in a while, actually. We'll just do, like, quick food spots. Quick foodie guide 2021 in Hawaii. Right?
Are you bringing...
Oh, we should also do... yeah, I'll bring the GoPro. And I will also want to go to Miss Chen's. Get the boba cake, right?
Yeah.
It's been a while. It's been 2 years.
I have to check, like, when all these places are open, though.
Okay. Haley will do her homework in the airport or on the plane.
Yeah, on the plane probably.
And I will be sleeping, trying not to get sick because I have really bad motion sickness.
Yeah.
I was trying to think. I was going to say air sickness. No, not car sickness. Motion sickness. Okay, everyone. This has actually been longer than I expected, which is never a bad thing. So thank you very much for listening as always. Tune in to us on YouTube when we have our YouTube episodes or maybe some random videos. That's Anna Munchies LA on YouTube, or and that's our Anna Munchies podcast that you can also listen to here on what places can we listen to, Haley?
Spotify, Apple.
Not Apple. Apple Podcasts. Anymore? I've been very mistaken. I thought Apple Podcasts, but we have to do that manually.
Okay, Spotify.
Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and Anchor at all those other spots except for Apple. And I will probably start get to work on Apple because I didn't know you have to do their own thing separately. Like they have their own thing where you have to input it.
I see.
Yeah, so I will work on that. Okay, any words of wisdom? Say bye-bye to the people.
Shaka bra.
Shaka bra. And peace. Peace and shaka. Pea soup.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.